Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Moran Asadi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. And as many of you know, this is not the first time I always look for great CEOs, and Moran is a truly great CEO who has built an incredible organization. But I want to start off with National Life Group. Now, you've been around since 1848. You're in a very competitive space, over 3,000 insurance companies in America. What would you say, as CEO, chairman, and president, what is different about National Life Group?
Robert, National Life Group is a mission-driven and purposeful company. We are focused on financial literacy, and we absolutely love our affluent clients, and we are focused on serving underserved markets, middle America, which is the most underserved segment of the market. So to that end, our philosophy and our vision as a company is to bring peace of mind to everyone we touch. Our mission is simply is to keep our promises. Our values as a company are do good, be good, and make good. Our intentions, our actions, and the outcome. And we believe in order to serve the markets that are underserved and in order to take care of 100 million Americans who are either underinsured or they don't have enough insurance or any insurance for that matter, they're unprepared for retirement. You have to bring your A game. You have to bring quality products, quality service, and serve those markets with servant's heart. One of the things that's missing in today's society is the concept of pride in serving. And we believe our profession is one of the most honorable professions in the country. Second to first responders, obviously we hold in high regards EMTs, police officers, firefighters, physicians and clinicians, obviously. However, I think when it comes down to serving the communities, I think insurance industry does a great job.
Certainly is, I would say, a backbone of society. Society would not work without insurance. How do you reach all the middle market people? Because a lot of them, they don't know about it. They're not trying to be reached. How do you get the word out to them?
Well, we work with independent producers, agents, and also affiliated producers and agents. And to that end, what we practice is financial literacy, as I mentioned. In some ways, I think our agents are even life coaches because many people don't even know where to start, Robert. I believe in our country, we teach a lot of things. However, financial acumen are not, I'm talking about basic financial acumens, are not the kind of things we put emphasis and focus on. We are also a nation of immigrants. If you're born here or if you're coming from another country, I think having financial literacy and understanding how the financial platform works in the country is absolutely critical. So the job of our agents and producers are to listen and to educate and then offer proper products and services to prospects.
So when you talk about, let's talk about the culture. So you have the core culture of National Life Group, but you also have the agents who may not be only working for National Life Group. It sounds like you're teaching them how to be life coaches. How do you do that with someone who you're working with part-time? And you obviously have a very exciting culture, but you're trying to engage them into your culture. How do you do that?
Well, culture is contagious. I think ultimately people
want that. Culture is contagious, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think ultimately people want to be part of something that's bigger than themselves. And I have over 50 field representatives who train, work with our agents and producers. And the concept of training is not just product training. It's about fact finding. It's about listening to your clients and capturing their hopes and dreams, understanding where they come from, and what level of financial literacy do they have, basically. And from there to craft strategies that actually fits their hopes and dreams. So from my point of view, as a company, when you have a philosophy of doing good, I think that's contagious. People understand what doing good is all about. People understand to be good means you got to be at the top of your game in order to do good. And to make good, you need to partner with a company which has fulfilled its promises for 175 years. Fun fact for you, Robert. You're going to love this one because I know you love history. First claim, which came to National Life Group, was tied to a first policy offered to the first client, and the claim came in January, and I'm sure since you're a fan of history, you know that the California did not become part of the United States until September of 1850. So to that end, first claim came in January. The death claim came from California, and easily National Life could have refused that claim because we are a domestic company, and the claim had to happen in the United States. Because it was the first claim, National Life and its board actually decided to make good on that claim for $1,000 because they felt that first claim is the start of a promise that is going to last for decades to come. That is the foundation of culture of this company.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mehran Asadi, who was the chairman, CEO, and president since 2009 of National Life Group. So you've talked about culture, but in leading them, I've known you for many years, and you truly live by the motto of servant leadership. And you were doing this, now you hear the words a lot, but you were doing this years and years ago. Describe what servant leadership means to you and any unique practices you have as the leader.
You're not born as a CEO or as a leader. It is a process, it's a journey. And I believe it starts with the desire to serve, the desire to coach, the desire to mentor and respond to a higher calling. In my opinion, there is a certain level of spirituality involved with the position and the role. And that is why you have to be the best version of yourself in order to earn that right to serve. To that end, you ask about, how do you keep yourself centered in so many words? What are your practices? So one of the things that I have been doing for the past, I call it 28 years, is a personal assessment every Sunday morning. And I actually learned that from a mentor of mine, and it made a lot of sense to me. So I've been practicing it for 28 years. When you are a CEO of a company, there are not many ways that learning happens to you, for you on a weekly, daily basis. And what I have adopted is a personal assessment every Sunday around 7 C's of leadership. People ask me, where did you pick up this servant leadership kind of a headset? And no, I did not read some book. I didn't listen to some podcast. I learned that from my mom and dad. Ultimately, you become your parents. So to that end, I think it starts with, can you find glory in serving others? Can you connect to the profession that you are part of? Because in my opinion, it is in every one of us. The question is, are we grounded enough? And are we leading with humility? Are we providing service as part of our business with a level of humility that keeps us grounded?
And there you have it. National Life Group, one of the truly great American companies. What's it, 175 years now already, right?
It's 175 years young, and we have our best days ahead of us.
Do you know, I think if everyone thinks of themselves that way, that their best days are ahead of them, what a way to think about everything. We are about to take a commercial break right now, and when we come back, we are going to hear the specifics of that personal assessment. Back in a few.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mehran Asadi, and we're talking about a unique practice that Mehran has done for years on personal assessment, and you were about to explain the specifics of that.
So every Sunday morning, Robert, first thing I do, I put a pot of coffee on so I know I'm awake, and I go through the process of personal assessment and evaluation as to how did I show up during the past week in performing my duties and responsibilities for my associates, for my clients, and for my agents. And this is a practice that I learned from a mentor of mine about 28 years ago. So seven C's of leadership are comprehension, competencies, confidence, courage, conviction, communication, and character. Comprehension is all about anticipation and knowing what is around the corner, so you're preparing yourself, your organization, your leadership, your teammates for what is about to be front and center for the organization. In order to lead from comprehension, you got to have the proper competencies. You got to be a practitioner of our business. Once you have the competencies, you can lead with confidence and knowing basically that you and your team have got the ability to innovate, solve issues, and move forward. With confidence, you can have greater level of courage. Sometimes you have to stand alone and stand up for what is right. Conviction is about commitment, right? Two types of people in the world, interested or committed. Conviction is about commitment. Ability to communicate with people, whether it's your teammates, whether it's people from outside, in ways that they can actually understand what the heck it is that you're talking about versus talking over them. And also being a good listener is absolutely paramount to appropriate leadership. And of course, character is the wrapper around everything. The question becomes, are you leading with character or are you practicing situational ethics? Or you're always leading with ethics and what makes sense and doing the right thing for the company, for your teammates, and for your clients. So it's a unique experience, Robert, where it helps you assess and improve. None of us are a finished product. And to that end, every day we want to get better. As a matter of fact, one of the things, I know you're a dad and you would relate to this. One of the things I tell my boys is that I hope you're a better father than I have ever been, because that's the way the world has got to work. You have to be the better version of your parents.
Can I ask, how long does it take? So you got your pot of coffee and you have a journal, so you're writing things down. Is this about a half hour, or how long does it take you usually on a Sunday morning?
It depends what I've had going on prior week, right? Some weeks are extremely heavy. Others are heavy. I would say it can take anywhere from 45 minutes to 75 minutes.
And do you ever review your notes or do you ever share them? Or is this purely introspective?
It is introspective. And also, it's either a curse or a blessing. I have a pretty decent memory. And one of the things I believe in, you cannot BS yourself. And you got to remember and you got to improve and implement and show up better every single day.
So it's a great practice you have. There's another practice you have that I think CEOs could also learn from, where you'll go into the gym at like 5 a.m. and you'll actually spend time with, and you're, even though we're on radio, I see you smiling on Zoom. Talk about what that practice, how you started that, and the importance of a practice like that. Because I think a lot of CEOs, 600,000 listening in, a lot of CEOs can learn from that.
Well, for many years, I start my day by going to the gym and working out. And I'm a firm believer that in order to be the best version of yourself, it's not just physical, it's also mental. People ask me, man, you are so committed to your workout in the morning. And I tell them, it's so I can clear my head. So for me, it's more mental than physical. And it's something I've been doing for a very long time. And it really tees up my day. One of the benefits of doing that first thing in the morning, we have a gym at both of our offices in Vermont and Texas. And I have a privilege of interacting and hanging out and working out with my teammates. And it's an amazing opportunity to learn about them and also learn about what they are working on. And one of my favorite reasons behind that, Robert, is the fact that when people are working out and they're in their gym clothes and they're sweating, they're going to be very straightforward with you, especially 5:30 in the morning. There's no BS involved. You get the true version of truth, and it works. It works beautifully, and it's a great way to meet new associates.
How could you take mission-driven, what advice do you have CEOs that might be ubiquitous for any organization of how they could turn their company to become completely mission-driven? And by the way, anyone who looks up National Life Group, all the things they've done, given back to society in every way, from the floods in Vermont, they have these huge rallies about doing good and making good. Everything they do is about that. But not everyone has that opportunity, Mehran. So what advice do you have to any CEO on how you could help lead your team to become mission-driven?
Robert, I happen to think every CEO, every leader, every business owner actually does have that opportunity. Many of us are in service businesses, and there is a reason behind products, services, and many professions. The question is, are you stepping back and thinking about the why behind what we do versus what you do and how you do it? Often, I think as leaders, we focus on the what and the how. And to that end, I think you have to find that rationale behind every profession.
So I want to thank you, Mehran, but I want to tell everyone, here's 4 points to think about. If you're a CEO, you cannot BS yourself. If you're a salesperson, become a life coach. Anyone can use these. And for everyone else, 2 things. Number one, culture is contagious. And number 2, take your organization, just like Mehran did with National Life Group, so it is truly a mission-driven company. Great having you on the show.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jordan Ratke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And Jordan is the CEO of Keyfactor, which is a cybersecurity company. So let's talk with everyone. What is Keyfactor, and how are you different in a very crowded cybersecurity space?
Yeah, sure, Robert. So Keyfactor, we're a machine identity management company. So what that means is we focus on helping enterprises and people that manufacture IoT devices secure and provide credentials to secure their devices. So there's a lot of investments already in protecting humans with username and passwords and things of that nature. We're laser focused on securing machines and devices that are within an enterprise and that are coming off assembly lines that are in use every day across the world.
So that's interesting. So you have a very focused angle. What exactly do you do with machines and how do you secure them?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to know where they all are in your enterprise. So we work with a lot of organizations that have kind of rogue devices that are not connected back to the mothership, if you will. And, you know, that leaves a lot of exposure points, especially kind of mid post pandemic, you know, with people working remotely. The moat is not around a firewall anymore. Every device that's out in the world, hybrid, you know, cloud-based, you know, those are exposure points that can be taken down by bad actors. And so what we do is we help secure all those endpoint devices, help secure really the entire enterprise to make sure that those, you know, credentials and the information inside of the systems can't be compromised.
And when you talk about enterprises, you know, I'm speaking with enterprise CEOs almost every day, a couple times a week at least. They're definitely knowing that they're being attacked at all times. Everyone understands that. What is it that CEOs of major enterprises should be thinking about in terms of cybersecurity?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what they need to be thinking about is the fact that it really takes only one bad situation for things to go really, really bad. If you think about the Equifax breach that happened many years ago, you know, there's a Department of Defense write-up that's about 65 pages long, and it mentions certificate and in it over 70 times and talks about the importance of certificate management and protecting your information. Essentially, what happened at Equifax was there was this island infrastructure that wasn't connected back to the motherland, if you will, and bad actors were penetrating it and extracting information. And because it had an expired cert, it wasn't able to communicate back that there was actually people mining that information that shouldn't be in there. So I guess my message is it only takes one mistake for catastrophic situation to happen to your business. And that's what's really, I think, accelerated our growth in the market is the realization that you have to build a business on the premise of trust. And you have to have, you know, a zero trust environment. And these are really critical elements to that entire, you know, process for a company.
What's really interesting, Jordan, is that you are laser focused on the one area of certification. And a lot of people go in different areas. Give an example of a client. Let's say, like right now, banking is constantly being threatened. So give an example maybe of a bank you're working with and the challenge they had, what you had to work with them. And if it's too proprietary, you don't need to mention the name. If you want to promote them, you're welcome to.
Well, Robert, I know you're based in the Northeast. I'll tell you, a lot of very large Northeastern banks are customers of ours. And yeah, I mean, they understand the utmost importance to have a trusting environment for their customers. Because, you know, one breach or a large system-wide outage, not only hits them at the bottom line in that moment, but has residual impact. And so, yeah, we work a lot in the financial sector. We work a lot in the technology, the retail, but really we have a horizontal offering because every enterprise, that's out there that has, you know, devices in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, needs to make sure that they have security strategy around all those endpoints, because again, those could be exposure access points for bad actors.
Okay. So we're going to shift over to leadership, but one final question.
All right.
If you were talking with an enterprise CEO right now and you could just say, here's the one thing you need to know, what is the one thing you would tell them?
I mean, well, I mentioned it earlier, but build your business on the basis of trust. You know, customers demand partners and organizations to be fully secure, and make sure that you're making the proper investments. Give the CISO a seat at the table. There's a lot of articles in the Wall Street Journal, Gartner, you know, et cetera, that really speak about when the pandemic hit, it elevated CISOs. CISOs historically maybe sat under the CIO or sometimes the CTO. Not anymore. You know, today CISOs are sitting right next to the CEO and supporting them to make sure that they are putting in place the proper, you know, security requirements for their enterprise. So I would just say don't take some of it for granted, and don't wait until, you know, after something happens to act. Make sure that the investments are happening. And we're seeing that, by the way. We're seeing a great kind of inbound interest in what we do from large enterprises. And I think it's thanks to the CEOs providing budgets for CISOs and CIOs and the like. So I think it's all happening right now, which is great.
Okay, so good advice. Let's focus over to the leadership. So you were not a CEO. You were really, you know, an operational sales executive. How does one move from there over to CEO?
So I've been fortunate enough to work with Insight Partners for over 6 years now. They're a VC and PE firm based out of New York City. This is my third company where they've owned majority stake. The first one of which I had raised funding as the CRO there to do that funding exercise. But, you know, for me, I think, you know, to get into this position, it took a lot of trust and results that happened over those years, as well as my track record prior. But I think it's also just speaks to the importance of Insight knowing what they had in Key Factor. Key Factor, prior to me, which has been around for almost 20 years and had multiple different iterations of its business from a consulting firm to now a software organization. But Key Factor, you know, 3.5 years ago when I joined, had a great product, had great product market fit, and really just needed to complement that with a strong execution arm from a go-to-market and distribution channel side. So it took a visionary chairman, who is our chairman, Mike Triplett from Insight, to consider me for the role, and me partnering with the founders and the rest of the business and coming in and looking at how can we scale a go-to-market team that can complement what's already a great product side of the house. And we've been fortunate to have a pretty, you know, pretty good success story, you know, over the past 3.5 years, which is great.
What do you see as the future for Key Factor based on?
I mean, when people ask me, you know, what are we focused on? I mean, we're focused on health. We're focused on building a healthy business, healthy numbers, healthy and happy employees, healthy metrics, happy customers. You know, because with us, where we're at in our growth phase, you know, we want to have a lot of options for the future. And when you're healthy, you're attractive. When you're attractive, you've got options. So we really just want to have a very healthy ecosystem for our employees, our customers, our business, our partner economy. And we're pretty heads down right now. So we're focused on that, and we're focused on executing. There's still a whole lot of low-hanging fruit. I mean, we believe that our market's 95% untapped right now. So there's just all this blue ocean out there that we're pretty focused on bringing into our business.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Jordan Racky, we're going to find out more about sales, where he was a superstar, and secrets to sales. Back in a few.
Are you you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Day Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Day Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Day Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking with Jordan Racky, who is the CEO of KeyFactor, a leading cybersecurity company focusing on enterprises. So before you became CEO, you were in sales. Talk about the lessons you learned there and how they apply to being CEO.
Yeah, I think, a couple things. First of all, I learned how important it was to be able to influence people and be able to influence them when you didn't necessarily have authority to directly manage them. Because you've got to influence your customers, your prospects, you've got to build business cases, you've got to galvanize a team around you in a team selling motion. And even though I'm the CEO and sure, you know, on an org chart it says I'm at the top, you know, it's not going to last too long if I just direct everyone on what to do. So, you know, having the ability and learning the nuances of influencing, I think, has been really critical. On top of that, you know, I think, you know, something that I used to kind of, you know, implement from a sales standpoint and manage my sales team on was the concept of speeding tickets over parking tickets. And what I mean by that is I'd much rather have a team that's respectfully assertive, moving fast, you know, getting things done, and being asked and told to slow down than kind of sitting on their butt and being told to get off their rear end. So, you know, I think, you know, the combination of learning how to influence people when you're not necessarily in charge, combined with the proactive effort that it takes to be successful in sales, has been a winning formula as it relates to sitting in the CEO seat.
And let's talk about the customer experience. While you're in the process, how do you engage people? What are you trying to do and get your people to do?
Can you ask that question again?
The way, the answer is do your homework, ask the right questions during the discovery phase, take the time to truly understand.
Forging relationships with customers, Jordan.
My relationships with customers? Okay.
How you forge the relationship with the customer, it's obviously it's about making the sale, but you really have to get in there and understand the challenge.
I can talk about that. All right, let's ask the question.
Okay, so let's talk about the whole customer experience.
Sure.
And what the keys are for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important things, and this comes back to my sales experience and what I always try to teach my sales teams is, you know, a lot of salespeople will sell to the kind of contract signature, and they'll use that as the climatic event or the peak of kind of the cycle. But really, the customer doesn't care about that. They care about getting to steady state. They care about getting value out of your product. So I think what's really important with the customer is that even in the sales cycle, you're not working towards just a contract. You're working towards, you know, the vision of what we're selling and what we're talking about. And then when you work backwards, only at that point is the contract and getting that done just one piece of that overall journey. So I think you've got to start there. You've got to start at the end and where the vision of where we're going together is. And if you do that, you're setting the right tone out the gate. And then, you know, developing the relationship throughout is critical, and just maintaining kind of a good touch point and making sure they're happy after you were to pass them on to the customer side is something also really important from the sales standpoint.
And how about the culture? What are your insights on building a really powerful culture?
Well, when I came to Key Factor, I was really fortunate to inherit, you know, just a fantastic business. I'm from Atlanta, and Key Factor was actually originated out of Cleveland, Ohio, which is still the headquarters of the business. And I never really worked with Midwesterners before, and I quickly learned that Midwesterners are genuinely nice. Whereas I think Southerners were a little more passive aggressively nice. So that's been a great thing that I picked up on when I joined the business. So a great culture was already in place. What I did is I focused on kind of distilling down and seeing the DNA of the business and as we grow and thinking about how we could expressly define, you know, our company core values, our mission, our vision. You know, we created a initiative called the Diverse Commitment, which is all around, it's an acronym which stands for diversity, internally valued, expansive recruiting, and societal education. So it's this whole encompassing strategy on how we drive diversity, not only in our business, but in the communities in which we live, which is a really important thing for us as a company to do. So you bring all that together, you know, I really think, you know, culture and people, investing in your people is really a force multiplier as you think about the growth of an organization. So it's a really important element that people shouldn't focus in on.
Yeah, it's clear you're really passionate about the culture there. Was there ever a challenge that you had to face in business that you overcame and you learned something from that?
I mean, there's been a lot of challenges and headwinds over the past 3 years, both externally for everyone that I'm sure you're all aware of, as well as when I first joined the organization. I had joined it, and I had quickly realized when meeting with our finance team that the business had overhired, and it had hired against numbers that it was expecting to be able to hit, and it wasn't hitting. And so first time on the job, first time CEO, you know, 3 months in, I'm sitting there with my CFO, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, we're going to have to, you know, eliminate some of the resources we have for the greater good of the future of the organization. So I had to go through that, and it was, you know, put me right in the fire. First time CEO, had to do a little bit of a riff, and you know, it was an unfortunate time, but it was a good learning exercise, I think, not only for myself, but for those that are in the business even today, the importance of being able to, you know, hire on schedule, hit numbers, and be able to forecast out. Because I always tell our team, the difference in a high growth business and a hyper growth is a hyper growth business is so sure of the repeatability in their motion of growth that they have the luxury to hire people ahead of schedule. They have the ability to hire ahead of bookings because they know, because how strong their forecasting accuracy is as a company with all the leading indicators, where they're going to be in the future. And so, you know, that was a learning exercise, I think, for everyone. We got into this hyper growth mode. I think if you look at the macro headwinds today, while we feel really good about things and we're looking at our leading indicators and it all looks really positive, I just think, you know, it's really prudent today to have a couple different plans of growth, you know, just to be prepared for what's out there externally that has nothing to do with how, you know, things that your team can control. But just given the turbulence in the world right now, you really got to be prepared and have a couple different ways to go about it.
Any CEO who's interested in learning more about Key Factor, what's the website?
It's just keyfactor.com, KeyFactor.com.
I could have almost guessed that. Well, a pleasure, Jordan, having you on the CEO show, and much success in the future, especially because a lot of these enterprises are depending on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.